And finally today, this is Mayim Mayim, an early 20th century Jewish folk song. The lyrics come from the biblical book of Isaiah, from a chapter celebrating water. Mayim Mayim literally means water, water. Decades ago, the kibbutz community in Israel embraced the tune. Now you can hear it across the world at summer camps and Hebrew schools, and also in Japanese video games. So how exactly did this old world Jewish folk song make its way into the video game world? The world's Brandy Fullwood looked into that for our series, Future Folk.
In 1996, when Konami released Sexy Parodius, I was only 2 years old. By that time, the Japanese entertainment company had already released games like Frogger and Metal Gear, games my parents and brother were more impressed by. The Sexy Parodius soundtrack includes a song called Lovely Otomia, and it may sound familiar. Listen to this. That's Mayim Mayim, and it's prominently looped into the soundtrack. Last month, Tablet, an American Jewish magazine, published an article about Mayim Mayim being a big hit in Japanese video game soundtracks. According to the article, during the American occupation, a folk and square dance educator by the name of Ricky Holden was enlisted to teach folk dances in Taiwan and Japan from 1957 to 58. So, I started to look into Mayim Mayim's earlier presence in Japan, but much of the information from the 20th century is a mess of Great Depression runoff, rampant xenophobia, World War II paranoia, oil crises, and the global purge of religion from the Bolshevik Revolution to the Holocaust. After looping in and out of my own conclusions, trying to scrounge up early 20th century documents, I came up short, and so I made a call.
Japanese have always been really fascinated by Jews.
That's Mary White, a professor of anthropology and a specialist in contemporary Japanese culture at Boston University.
To be Jewish in Japan is sometimes to be the object of very friendly curiosity. They're certainly seen as high-class ethnics, smart, civil, having a strong sense of the importance of society.
Well, beyond the fact that Jewish refugees are led into Japan.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the last thing you said.
I found myself talking in circles because my head and heart set an agenda based on what I was able to find about Japan's relationship to cultural preservation and Judaism. Just before the Holocaust, a Japanese diplomat in Lithuania named Chiyun Sugihara signed between 6,000 to 10,000 exit visas for Jews fleeing Poland. It's nicknamed the Fugu Plan. A large portion of the people ended up settling in Japan, and I wanted it to be the reason Mayim Mayim made its way into Japan. Mary, let me know otherwise.
When I was first in Japan in 1963, there was a pretty strong Jewish community in Tokyo and one in Kobe. But those communities are small and do not represent the influence of Jewish culture in Japan, which goes way beyond the actual Jews who live in Japan.
So maybe it wasn't widespread from Jewish refugees, but Mary also suggested that post-World War II occupation is a safe answer. Japan had spent more than 250 years in isolation in its Edo period, and when that ended, the country was eager to learn about the rest of the world.
Right from the very beginning of the Meiji period in 1868, there were the introduction of Western and other folk cultures.
The Meiji period ends in 1912, and Mayim Mayim's composer, Emmanuel Amaran, would have been 3. Meiji might have ended, but curiosity didn't.
People were fascinated. In the 1920s, there was a lot of this going on in the schools.
I wondered if the song itself reached Japan in the 1920s, if later in the 30s, the kibbutz communities were able to reach Japan, if Japan's pursuit of learning world culture brought Mayim Mayim into the country slightly before World War II.
Folk dance has always been done in Japan. It is not only after the occupation, during the occupation, that it was introduced.
So, It's possible that Mayim Mayim made its way into Japan well before the post-war occupation, but proving that is difficult if you consider the context. Preserving Jewish culture during the mid-20th century was its own covert operation, as it was ill-advised or illegal. So how did Mayim Mayim end up in the video game, and why? Well, if most people in Japan, if not all, dance to Mayim Mayim in gym class as a result of the Meiji period and the influence of the occupation, putting Mayim Mayim in a video game is just, well, nostalgic. Maybe. For the world, I'm Brandy Fullwood.
Brandy's story is part of our series Future Folk, a co-production with the Smithsonian Folklife Festival. And that'll do it for us today. I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow from the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston.